It's a product that's filling a niche that wasn't filled before. It's taking that great Western truck look, you know, the long nose, the classic vehicle, and making it aerodynamic so that you can basically have the best of both worlds. You got a great image truck and something that's very fuel efficient as well. It's really made a splash. It's a head turner, let's put it that way.
Do you know what truck she's talking about? It's the Lone Star. And coming up next on the Women in Trucking Update, we get to talk with the woman who, well, you'll have to keep listening.
The Women in Trucking Update.
To mentor and encourage and to support. That's what we're all about.
It's our first Women in Trucking Update of 2010. And for everybody who's asked for more WIT updates, we say thank you. And we hope to keep them coming throughout the year. I'm your host, David Lane. And in our Women in Trucking Update number 8, I had the unique opportunity to meet Women in Trucking Association board member Lenora Hardy, who works for Navistar, the company behind the International Lone Star. Lenora designs the, she makes the, puts the things with, okay, Lenora, you got to help me out. What exactly do you do?
I am actually the chief engineer of human factors and ergonomics at Navistar. And for those of you who probably know, we make heavy trucks and school buses and engines. I've been here about almost 11 years now. And what I do on a day-to-day basis is to work directly with the designers and the engineers here who create the products that we sell. And I help them create designs that are more usable for the driver. Take the driver into account so that they can be as comfortable as possible and as accommodated as possible in our cabs.
Human factors. That's a fancy word for how your environment, or in this case drivers, your world in the cab is affected or affects you.
That's right. There are actually a couple of different terms that are often used interchangeably. Human factors is one of them. Ergonomics is another one, and people may be a little more familiar with that. But basically, what they both mean is designing for human use, just optimizing the driver environment in this case so that it's easier for drivers to use our trucks.
If you're driving an International right now, you may be enjoying some of Lenora's handiwork. Lenora's been involved in ergonomics for quite some time.
Well, I started with Navistar in 1998, and since then we've actually gone out and taken physical measurements of drivers. We've measured more than 2,000 drivers at this point, probably close to 3,000 at this point. But basically what we're trying to understand is what are driver sizes today? I mean, we obviously need to know that if we're going to create truck cabs that fit today's drivers. And I've done that with heavy truck drivers and also with school bus drivers in the U.S. Another thing we've done is use a technique that we call task analysis. And quite simply, all we do is we take a truck and we put cameras all over the inside of it so that we can get views of the driver's feet and face and hands. We can get a view outside the windshield so we know what the driver's looking at and what's happening in the environment. And then we videotape. We let the driver do his or her job. We bring that back into the lab and we analyze the data, and it helps us to understand what all they do during their work day, helps us understand what controls they use the most, and if there's a particular order that they use various controls like wipers and headlights and radio controls, for instance. And this gives us very good information about how to better lay out the instrument panel so that it's more logical to the user. We also spend quite a bit of time just talking to drivers about what they like and don't like about our product and our competitors' products. What are their ideas for how we could improve trucks? And you really get some great ideas when you talk to the people who really use the product.
I bet you got a lot of ideas and suggestions from drivers.
Well, I can think of some really some interesting things that drivers have told us that maybe we don't want to take into account. For instance, we were talking to some team drivers one time, and it was a married couple, and they were talking about how the two front seats needed to be closer together so that it could make a transfer from one seat to the other without having to stop the truck.
Oh, yeah.
So we get some really funny things from drivers like that, and I'm hoping they were kidding us. Let's hope they were kidding.
As a Women in Trucking member, Lenora noticed some design concerns that were affecting women.
One of the things that you note right off is that it really does seem that most vehicles in North America anyway, seem to be designed with a very large male in mind. And often shorter drivers, smaller drivers, who tend to be women more often, are not very well accommodated because of that. They may not be able to reach grab handles as well to get into the truck. They may not be able to climb up into the bunk as easily or even reach into cabinet storage spaces as easily because it's a little bit too high for them. So those are some of the things that our group tries to take into account and improve for women drivers.
So why was Lenore excited about being a Women in Trucking Association board member?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and I'll be honest with my answer, as I was honest with Ellen when she asked all of us why we were most interested in belonging to Women in Trucking. I told her that I had an extremely selfish reason for wanting to be involved in Women in Trucking, and that's because I wanted to have a better opportunity to get closer to the people who drive trucks, particularly women, to understand better what their challenges are so that I can maybe in some small way in my day-to-day job make their lives a little bit better.
And on her Women in Trucking wish list for 2010?
Part of what we want is for even more men to join our membership. I mean, there's always some tension between men and women and sometimes some bad feeling, not only in trucking, but, in all different occupations. But from being in Women in Trucking, I have also found that there are some great guys out there who really do understand some of the unique challenges that women face in the industry, and they are extremely supportive and want to do what they can to make it better for the women in the industry. And I would just love to see even more of them join our membership and help us speak with one voice.
Thank you, Lenora, for helping create a great environment for drivers to work in and for taking time to join us on the Women in Trucking Update.
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity, Dave.
To find out more about Navistar and what they're up to, check them out online at navistar.com. And to join or learn more about Women in Trucking, just visit womenintrucking.org. Well, that wraps up another Women in Trucking Update. Don't forget, if you have questions or something you want us to cover, just call our toll-free vent line anytime at 1-866-EZ2-VET. Real simple, 1-866-392-8368. Next time, we'll talk with President and Founder Ellen Voya about the Salute to Women Behind the Wheel event coming up in March at the 2010 Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky.